going to say, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby may any be defiled. So what happens if you choose not to repent? Well, you become bitter. See, there's two options. You either become better or you become bitter. You can become better by being a partaker of God's holiness, or you could just be flat out mad at the things of God. You don't go to church, and you hate the sermons, and you hate the pastor, and everyone's against me, and you have this victim mentality. You know? You have this victim mentality. You think everyone's against you. No one's on you. No one's for you. You know, woe is me under the juniper tree. And you just become bitter. And guess what? If you have a family, if you have a wife, if you have children, if you have a husband, you defile them as well. Because bitterness begets bitterness. You ever been around a bitter person? You know, it's irritating. But imagine living with them. You'll become bitter too. You'll become critical of everything. You know, you can't smile. Everything is woe. Nothing is good. You defile a lot of people because of that. And it's unfortunate, but Christians get chastised by the Lord and they become bitter towards God, unfortunately, sometimes. I'm not saying they hate God, but they almost like, it's God's fault. You know, God's doing this to me. Well, yeah, God is doing it to you.
Right.
But the option there is that you just get right with God.
Amen.